Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Greetings and welcome to this, the 44th episode of the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. This episode is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com, where you get Santa tracking data all year long from the elves at the North Pole. SantaUpdate.com has been tracking Santa online longer than anyone, and we're proud to have them along as the sponsor of this episode. My name is Jeff Westover, founder of the Feast at My Merry Christmas, home of the Internet's longest ongoing celebration of Christmas, now together for 29 years. 29 years is both a long time and a short time when it comes to Christmas history. It's long in that we've seen a lot come and go in our nearly three decades of existence, but it's nothing compared to the thousands of years of Christmas history. How do you sort it all out? How do you catalog all the elements and the personalities and the stuff of Christmas? Think about it. There's simply nothing else like Christmas in all the world. It's more than just a holiday. It has its own music. It has its own foods. It has its own traditions, its own legends, its own arts, its own history. Christmas is just huge. How do we begin to explain it? How is it taught to our children, introduced to our neighbors, shared in our families? If you had to explain Christmas to a stranger hidden away in a padded cell for, well, the entirety of their lives, just where would you begin with it all? That's all kind of the purpose of the Christmas Hall of Fame, a new endeavor we decided after years of just talking about it to launch last year in 2019. This November, we will be announcing our first ever inductees into the Christmas Hall of Fame, and you, the Christmas fan, the Christmas enthusiast, will decide who goes in and, well, what comes next. Voting has been underway since last Thanksgiving, and we're going to close out the first round of votes on our first class of the Christmas Hall of Fame on Thanksgiving 2020. This episode of the Merry Little Podcast discusses the Christmas Hall of Fame, how it works, and why it is important.
Scavengers and sycophants and flatterers and fools, Pharisees and parasites and hypocrites and ghouls, calculating swindlers, prevaricating frauds, perpetrating evil as they roam the earth in hordes, feeding on their fellow men, reaping rich rewards, contaminating everything they see, corrupting honest men, like me. Hardenberg! Topica, Balderdash, bah. I hate people. I hate people. People are despicable creatures, loathsome, inexplicable creatures, good for nothing, kickable creatures. I hate people.
That song comes from a 1970 musical version of a Christmas carol called Scrooge, and it features Albert Finney in the lead role. Now, that little sentence just touched on several possible ways of looking at the Christmas Hall of Fame. The story of A Christmas Carol is Hall of Fame worthy. The author of A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens, is Hall of Fame worthy. The character of Scrooge is Hall of Fame worthy. In short, we couldn't tell the complete story of Christmas without including these elements. All of those things, and of course more, help to explain a bit about the scope of the Christmas Hall of Fame. It can just be our little way of sorting out the who, what, when, where, and why of Christmas celebration. Now, that being said, we need to have a conversation. Actually, we need to have many conversations about what the Christmas Hall of Fame can be and what it should never be. As we look to launch this project last year, I asked Tim Babb of the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast to introduce the Christmas Hall of Fame by talking about who he would nominate to the Christmas Hall of Fame. And he did not disappoint.
I loved it!
I'm bored with speeches. Let's dance, son! Now, this one may be a stretch since Jim Henson passed away before this movie was made, but this movie is a stone-cold Christmas classic. It was the first Muppet movie they made after Henson passed, and it was done with the mindset of keeping his spirit alive and definitely paying tribute to Jim Henson. Not to mention, they couldn't have made Muppet Christmas Carol if Jim hadn't spent decades getting us all to love these Muppets. And now, let's switch gears from things you watch to...
Number one!
John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together.
Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
That's nice.
Ironically, the biggest impact Henson has had on Christmas was not by using his hands or his famous wizardry with puppets, but just his voice. The Christmas album the Muppets recorded with John Denver is a staple on Christmas radio every year, particularly their version of the 12 Days of Christmas. But there are so many great songs on the album. Ralph and John's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Kermit's A Christmas Wish, and a cover of When the River Meets the Sea from Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. All in all, I'd say Jim Henson has had a sizable, felt-shaped stamp on Christmas, and that's why he's my nominee for the Christmas Hall of Fame.
Okay, now Tim's arguments for Jim Henson as a Christmas Hall of Famer are a great example of why we need the Christmas Hall of Fame. Here he's talking about contributions made to the culture of Christmas by a giant of industry in the world of entertainment, a man who brought years of Christmas to the forefront due to his creative contributions. This is the kind of thing we want to memorialize in the Christmas Hall of Fame. Sadly, the world lost Jim Henson nearly 30 years ago, and we just don't remember him well enough or often enough. With each passing year, his memory diminishes. Without Jim Henson, we wouldn't have Kermit the Frog or Big Bird or the Cookie Monster. We wouldn't have Sesame Street, and we wouldn't have the Muppets. Tim's nomination of Jim Henson for the Christmas Hall of Fame is, well, a good one. It's also a very, very poor idea, and here's why.
Keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, you can keep it near. Think of this Christmas day when Christmas is far away.
Oh, you sing so beautiful, Katie.
Qué bonito.
Thank you. Now it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, say some Christmas cheer.
That's beautiful, Rosita.
Yes, yes.
You're a great singer, too. Now you, Abby.
These precious moments, hold them very dear. And keep Christmas with you all through the year.
Now you're both ready to sing with the choir.
Unless you were born in the 60s or the 70s, you're not likely to remember much about Jim Henson. Oh, you're going to remember Kermit, for sure, but the man who brought Kermit and Big Bird and all the others to us, well, probably not so much, at least not in the context of Christmas. After all, do you remember who Robert May was? How about Chris Van Allsburg? How about Philip Van Doren Stern? You see, these were all Christmas creators, men like Jim Henson, men who are, like Henson is growing to be, forgotten in the very shadows of the Christmas creations they crafted. You see, when we're looking back 100 years from now, it won't be the name of Jim Henson we remember as the giant of Christmas. Perhaps the Muppets will continue to make Christmas stuff and thus build the legend of themselves in the cultural history of Christmas. But Henson himself is going to be forgotten. This brief argument, Tim for Jim Henson and me, well, against him for the Christmas Hall of Fame, showcases why we need the Christmas Hall of Fame. We need to have these discussions, these debates, and yes, these arguments about Christmas. We live in the age of the internet, and we are the arbiters of Christmas fame. Those of us who celebrate and love and live Christmas year-round and day-to-day.
I've read these Christmas books so many times. I know the stories and I know the rhymes. I know the Christmas carols all by heart. My skull's so full, it's tearing me apart. As often as I've read them, something's wrong. so hard to put my bony finger on? Or perhaps it's really not as deep as I've been led to think. Am I trying much too hard? Of course I've been too close to see. The answer's right in front of me. Right in front of me. It's simple, really. Very clear, like music drifting in the air. Invisible, but everywhere. Just because I cannot see it doesn't mean I can't believe it. You know, I think this Christmas thing is not as tricky as it seems. And why should they have all the fun? It should belong to anyone. Not anyone, in fact, but me. Why, I could make a Christmas tree. And there's no reason I can find I couldn't have a Christmas time. I bet I could improve it too. And that's exactly what I'll do.
When Jack Skellington in Nightmare Before Christmas kidnaps Santa Claus, he laments that he's just not the giant of holiday cheer that Santa Claus is. And Jack's right. Santa is the right kind of candidate for the Christmas Hall of Fame. He's famous, he's essential, he's built on fact, he's a character of legend, and he endures. Santa has not only survived, but has thrived for generations as a giant in the history of Christmas. His alter ego, St. Nicholas, who is a candidate for the Christmas Hall of Fame in his own right, gave rise to the legend that is Santa Claus. It was, after all, St. Nicholas who actually donned the red suit of a bishop and came in the dark of night bearing gifts for the worthy. In an act of stealthy deception, St. Nicholas sought only to give as he brought a gift of gold, some say a ball of gold, and placed it in the stocking of a young maiden destined to be sold into slavery unless she found the means to overcome her situation. This legend, shaped and morphed by the likes of a poet, crafting the story for his small children in a tale that began by saying, "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse." That tale, that crafted poem, that familiar verse was written in 1821 and cemented in the imagination of the world the familiar image that we have now of the great Santa Claus. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his drawl little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin as white as the snow. From that generation to this, Santa Claus has been a Christmas icon, a giant Christmas identity. He's everywhere.
Every Christmas Eve, he climbed on his sled full of toys with the dual exhaust inside. Mirrors, the fox tails, the mud flaps, the leopard skin seat covers, and spread Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And then it's their own Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Bruce, and Marvin, Leon, Cletus, and George, and Bill, and Slick, and Do-Right, and Clyde, and Ace, and Blackie, and Queenie, and Prince, and Spot, and Rover.
Say, well, Rudolph
stays on a stakeout at Joe House.
You can run, you can hide, but you can't get away. Got monocular focus on you every day.
So, baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too.
'Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Yeah, Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, oh Lord have mercy.
Santa Claus got his eyes all over you, baby.
Santa Claus is 100 times the giant of Christmas that Jim Henson ever could be, God rest his soul. And he's the one who should go into the Christmas Hall of Fame. Of course, this discussion is not going to, in the end, be decided by Tim Babb or Jeff Westover. We are just two little voices who will vote. But ultimately, it will be the voice of thousands who make the decision. Voters like you get the final say. And here's how that will work. In early 2019, we commissioned a survey of more than 5,000 people just asking the question of who belongs in the Christmas Hall of Fame. Based on those results, we crafted a list of just 10 people suggested by that survey. Just took the cream right off the top. And those folks make up the inaugural nominated class of 2020, the first induction year of the Christmas Hall of Fame. Right now at ChristmasHallOfFame.net, you can vote on whether Santa Claus, Jesus Christ, Charles Dickens, Ebenezer Scrooge, Bing Crosby, Clement Clark Moore, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, St. Nicholas, James Stewart or Charles Schulz gets elected into the Christmas Hall of Fame. Not all of them will make it with this first year of voting. Those who don't make it remain nominated, and nominations, of course, are open at the Christmas Hall of Fame until Thanksgiving for next year's class. In fact, since nominations have been open, we have received thousands of suggestions and hundreds of Christmas names, places, songs, movies, artists, writers, and characters of Christmas fame. In fact, if you have a Christmas famous thing or person or place to nominate, you can still submit it to be considered for the Christmas Hall of Fame with the class of 2021. We're looking for individuals, groups, artists, writers, composers, entertainers, filmmakers, places, events, symbols, books, foods, movies, poems, and, well, anything else that have helped make Christmas what it is. In the past several months, the nominees for the 2021 induction class include the Magi, Jacob Marley, Krampus, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Norman Rockwell, Andy Williams, Tim Allen, and many, many more have been nominated. That list literally gets bigger with each passing day. So our efforts here in 2020 are really kind of small compared with what's to come over the next several years. Once we've inducted our first from the group of 10 suggested from our original survey, we will take a more expanded voting class in 2021. And only the top 5% from each category each year will be inducted. So, in order to make this effective, and in order to make it work, we need votes, and lots of them. Anyone or anything that has been nominated remains nominated for a minimum of 5 years, and they can be nominated again after one season away. So while Jim Henson may or may not get elected in 2021, he will have several years of consideration ahead of him by the voters. As we go from Thanksgiving to Thanksgiving, nominating and voting, we are hoping to hear discussions, debates, and conversations about the worthiness of those we consider the Christmas famous on Christmas podcasts, on broadcast, in videos, and in feature articles and on forums all over the internet, even on social media. After all, that's where we reside these days, and that's where we discuss Christmas. Join us at our forums, the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com, to hold such conversations. We have the longest running Christmas community online at My Merry Christmas, where registration is free and the celebration of Christmas never stops. And please go and take a look and cast a vote at ChristmasHallOfFame.net. Registration there is also free, and we want to hear your nominations and count your votes. If you happen to run a Christmas podcast, a Christmas website or community, a Facebook group or page devoted to Christmas, and perhaps a Twitter feed, we invite you to take up the cause of the Christmas Hall of Fame by becoming a partner, which is free, and hosting your own discussions and vote campaigns for the Christmas Hall of Fame. It's here to stay, and it cannot become what it should be without your involvement. For MyMerryChristmas.com, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.